You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. On this Food Friday, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving with WPR's own Lori Skelton. She's been experimenting with adding more exotic flavors to Thanksgiving dinner, as well as how to spice up your leftovers.
And we're taking your calls, too. Have you ever experimented with the Thanksgiving classics? Have you added things like curry or exotic spices? What do you do to break away from the traditional Thanksgiving menu? And what do you do to jazz up the leftovers the next day? Call in, share your ideas at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton is one of WPR's in-house foodies. She joins us every month for Food Friday. Lori, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Well, heading into this high holiday of eating, Thanksgiving, I mean, a cook like you has probably cooked every single dish any multitude of ways. But so you wanted to get creative. You wanted to think about jazzing things up.
Actually, this whole idea came about when somebody suggested that I revisit a cookbook that I actually got to know way back in the Gene Faraca Here on Earth Food Friday days, a book about 666 curries. And thinking about that, I thought, well, Thanksgiving is coming up. There's got to be at least one turkey curry recipe in this book. Much to my surprise, there wasn't. When you think right off the bat, curry and turkey, it's not necessarily all of the great American spices. Yes, we're working sometimes with ginger and cinnamon and cloves, but you're not necessarily going to find that in the bird when it's on the table. And so from there, I got to thinking, all right, can you add other things to your traditional American table, or do you really have to wait for the leftovers in order to get creative? With your turkey, if you're going for a straight curry and the turkey is fresh, believe it or not, you are going to have to be a little bit creative on your own. Where I was finding all of the fun stuff online was where you're working with turkey leftovers.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to bake that turkey in the oven, you're just trying, you're kind of making it up. There's not recipes out there to curry that turkey.
Not really. For one thing, so much of curry has to do with making a sauce. It's not just the spices, but it's that hot spicy sauce, or the sauce that will have coconut milk in it, or the sauce that will have, say, blended mango and a few other fruits in it. So dealing with a roast turkey, if you're going to add something like cumin or coriander, that's probably going to end up maybe in the stuffing or in some of the side dishes rather than the bird itself.
I was thinking about dry rub. I can't remember what state. Is it Kansas that has the dry rub for meat? I wonder if you could do something like that with curry.
That's an interesting way to take it. With traditional curry spices, though, I've seen very few dry rubs for meat with that.
Yeah, you're crossing a lot of boundaries with that one.
Although it might be interesting to give it a shot. I don't know if I do it with the entire bird, but say if you've got a couple of extra drumsticks that you want to do something fun with, a dry rub incorporating some cumin or a little more cinnamon or a couple of extra chilies might be the way to go.
All right. You encountered or came up with, I'm not sure, a turkey and mango curry. Where's the mango that comes into curries pretty often, right?
This was something that seemed to show up no matter what I was working with, whether you were dealing with fresh meat that you were going to use in a sauce or with leftovers. For some strange reason, mango came up over and over and over again. It's something that is becoming quite easy to find these days in just about any supermarket. The one thing you're going to have to watch out with mango in a curry, you really need to have two kinds of mango. When you're working with the turkey meat, you're going to want it to be somewhat firm, not completely green, but you want it to be somewhat firm. What you're going to be talking about a little bit later for dessert or for a hostess gift, a curry mango truffle, there you want that mango as soft and squishy as possible without it having spoiled. So mango is a wonderful thing to add to turkey. It does seem to play with the flavors really, really well. But if you are going to be using it, do plan on getting it a couple of days before you need it.
What do you think it is about mango that goes so well with so many things?
I can't remember the name of the actual enzyme that's in it, but one of the lovely things about mango is that it does aid in digestion. So I think one of the reasons it's showing up in all of these turkey curry recipes is that we tend to overindulge at Thanksgiving, and you may be looking for foods that are going to be a little bit kinder to your tummy after you've had that one big blowout meal. Mango is a great thing to add, just as ginger. If you can add extra ginger to your Thanksgiving table or your leftovers, that also will help aid in digestion.
Isn't it something like mangosteen or something like that? Mangosteen sounds made up, but isn't?
Mangosteen is an actual different fruit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is a specific enzyme.
Okay.
that makes mango so good for digestion. It's a similar enzyme to what you might find also in papaya and pineapples.
So let's, before everybody gets out and crowds the mango aisles at the stores preparing for Thanksgiving, talk us through how we do something like this turkey mango curry.
Well, how many ways are there to do a curry? I think my particular favorite is one where you do a little bit of frying. I ran across something that I'd never heard of, and this is a British way to do a curry. They call it jalfrezi. I think that's how you pronounce it. J-A-L-F-R-E-Z-I. Now, this was a recipe or a type of cooking that came about during the British Raj. It was a way to use up leftovers. So right there, you are definitely dealing with meat that's already been cooked. Now, here you're frying the meat with oil and spices and a lot of chili and onion. And it's making a very thick, almost a dry sauce. So that's one way to get started. And there you're going to add the mango right at the end so that it's staying fairly bright and consistent. Another great way to work with curry is take a hunk of fresh ginger, throw it in the blender, and make a paste. Throw a hunk of garlic in the blender, make it into a paste. You fry those pastes up with your turkey, and then your mango, and then your coconut milk, and then start adding other spices until you come up with something that just delights your taste buds. It's your own particular curry. But I like having that one little gentling bit of coconut milk to sort of temper all the heat you might be throwing into it.
So, Lori, if people decide they're going to go traditional on Thanksgiving, have the traditional preparations for turkey, stuffing, potatoes, but the day after, they're a little tired of that. Can you make the case that this is a perfect way to go, to do a little, to use what you have, not to waste food, but to take the whole flavor profile in a different direction?
Whether you're working with an Indian curry, whether you're dealing with something like Thai tom yum soup, whether you're taking Asian five-spice powder or star anise and adding that in, that it's a way to wake up your taste buds. And yes, it's a way to do something beyond your usual turkey tetrazzini. Not that there's anything wrong with turkey tetrazzini, but this, again, knowing that you've just had this big meal and knowing that we're heading into, for a lot of us, 4 to 5 weeks of a lot of great parties, a lot of great food, you want to do something that is kinder to your tummy.
I like this idea, and there's always the thing where you're starting to get sick of the leftovers if you keep throwing them on sandwiches or whatever. I did a couple of years turkey enchiladas on the weekend after Thanksgiving to add different spices to it.
And right there, you can throw in how many or how few jalapenos as you want. Turkey is a mild enough meat that it's a great carrier of a lot of other flavors.
And you know, anything you do with chicken, can you do with turkey? In my head, they're both poultry. That seems right. Am I wrong?
That's a good way to start. A good turkey, especially if you haven't dried it out, is going to be just a little bit more assertive, especially if you're working with the dark meat, which is probably my favorite part of the bird. So yeah, be a little bit bolder with your spices.
Now, you brought in the beginnings. It's not quite all the way to this, what it's going to be at the end, but you brought in a recipe for chocolate truffles with mango, and you have a sample for us that isn't quite set yet, but tell us about that one.
This also is playing off the idea of curry spices and mango, but this is at the other end of the dinner. It's about as far away from pumpkin spice whatever as you can get. This was a recipe I found on Epicurious. I think it was in an old Bon Appetit issue in the magazine. Believe it or not, making chocolate truffles is pretty easy. You take bittersweet chocolate, you melt it in a double boiler, you add some cream, you let it sit, preferably overnight. And I only gave this 3 hours to sit, so it's still not quite firm. This particular recipe said, before you put the cream in, put some curry powder in the cream, let it infuse, and then take one of those very ripe but not spoiled mangoes, puree that, and add a half a cup of mango puree to the chocolate. And then you can even go one step further and roll it in what is called amchur, or dried mango powder. And you've got a lovely, slightly different taste for the end of the meal. Or if you want to have, this is a fun project with your kids, because who doesn't love rolling out little balls of chocolate and then rolling it in delicious things? Makes a great hostess gift.
And it's delicious. I've tried what you've got here, and it's very complex. There's so many things going on. It's definitely a new take.
It's one where you'll get the sweet first, then the chocolate, and then the spice at the end.
We've got a recipe for those mango curry truffles up right now on the Central Time Facebook page. Head on there, head to the Facebook page and check it out. We're talking to Lori Skelton about how to spice up our Thanksgiving menu and then our Thanksgiving leftovers next week.
And we'd love to hear from you. Do you stick with the traditional preparations for Thanksgiving, or have you tried getting a little creative with the spices and your treatments of the various classic dishes? What unique twists have you tried? And what do you do the day after with all of those leftovers? Do you keep that traditional, or do you get creative, like Rob did the turkey enchiladas? What have you tried that works? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation about how to turn up the heat on your Thanksgiving dinner with Lori Skelton.
And you can join the conversation. Do you have a non-traditional tradition when it comes to your Thanksgiving food? Do you mix it up, get beyond the usual turkey, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and so on? You do something interesting and weird to make those leftovers a little more exciting as you get into days 2 to 4 of leftover consumption. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post and find a recipe for mango curry truffles on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our callers now. Carol is joining us first in Madison. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi. What are you cooking up?
Well, we're doing something a little less traditional this year, and we're going to be serving elk for Thanksgiving.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, I've never done this before, so I'm just wondering if you or your guest have suggestions for how we might fix it or for what we might serve with it.
Interesting. Okay, elk, Lori. Got anything coming to mind?
Are you talking a loin? Are you talking chops? What are you doing?
We can do any of those.
You have a whole elk available to you, you're saying?
Yes, someone in the family just harvested an elk, and we've got all of it on its way to us. So
okay.
We can do anything.
The first thing that comes to mind when you're cooking wild game is find something where you can use juniper berries. And Carol, you're in Madison. I believe Penzies has juniper berries. You don't need a lot. But if you crush juniper berries and make that a part of your sauce, juniper berries are, of course, where gin gets its flavoring. So you've got this wonderful aromatic, nose-tingling, wonderful thing that will, if I'm not mistaken, elk can be a little bit rich as well as gamey tasting. So to have something that cuts a little bit of that richness would be fun. Another thing you might want to try, if your family is up for a little extra alcohol, braising it in red wine. One good wine to work with at Thanksgiving for a lot of different dishes is Cabernet Franc. It's not as austere as some Cabernet Sauvignons. It's a little fruitier. And so you may want to try braising it in that. But whatever you do, would you please post the results on the Central Time Facebook? I want to know what you did with this. It sounds amazing.
Carol, thanks a lot for the call. And I hope you like elk, because it sounds like you're going to be eating it for a little while.
Well, beyond Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get back to our callers. But first, Lori, cranberries were part of your inspiration for this this Food Friday. What did you do with cranberries?
I thought this was going to be a walk in the park. I brought in three kinds of cranberry sauce for people to try with turkey or brie if they weren't up for the carnivore thing. I brought in your traditional, not too sweet, but still the sweeter cranberry, orange, spices, ginger. I made a savory one that had rosemary and pear and lemon juice in it. And then I made one that was inspired by a San Francisco chef who was born in Malaysia. He loves American Thanksgiving except for the cranberry sauce. So what he does is he throws in the kind of chili sambals that he's used to in Malaysian spices. So here we made cranberries with just cranberries and raisins, sugar, ginger, and cinnamon. And then you add a sambal that is made of Thai and serrano and jalapeno chilies with lime leaves and a little bit of shallot and a lot of vinegar and some fish sauce. And what you do is you make these two things separately. You give them 24 hours in the fridge to develop their own flavor, and then you combine them. I thought maybe one or two people would like this very hot, sweet cranberry relish. It turned out to be the overwhelming favorite. And everybody said, especially, I would serve a sweet and the hot, but I'd make extra hot and I'd save that for the leftovers. Somebody suggested use it on a grilled cheese sandwich. I tried it with the brie. And what this hot, sweet cranberry sauce does for cheese, it just makes the blandest cheese bloom with flavor in your mouth.
Wow, that is fusion cuisine.
Absolutely.
But sounds like really successful that people would put on the table.
I was really, really surprised. I thought, yeah, maybe some more of the adventurous eaters, but no, this hands down, everybody wanted jalapeno peppers with their cranberries. Go figure.
Who knew? All right, let's take another caller now. Jesus joins us from Walworth. Hi there.
Hello, how are you doing today? Well, I heard you speaking about and talking about rubs. I about 3 years ago, I started using dry rubs for the turkey. And what I do is pretty much I get a rub that I like a lot in anything, and I mix it with orange juice or pineapple juice. And then I started venturing into adding the curry and turmeric. And I was just right now thinking how much curry I use. Well, I think I never measure. I have the flavors in my mind and in my nostrils and my palate. So I just go for it. But I think I've never used more than a spoon and a half, teaspoon and a half of that, going back and thinking. And I just rub it all over. I mean, and I even get barbecue sauce or any olive oil things that I have, and I just mix it in the blender, and then I just rub it all over, let it sit for a day in the fridge, and then I put it in. But if I really want to infuse more flavor, I grab my fork, and inside in the cavity area of the turkey, I puncture holes everywhere, and I mix a lot of curry and some red wine or any kind of wine that I decide to use that day, and I mix it into the meat stuffing, and I put it in. I leave some space on the top in the cavity so the hot air will circulate and cook that very well. And I have gotten good reviews. I mean, everywhere in my family or at church, I am the turkey cooker for that day.
Jesus, let us know what time to show up next Thursday.
I have my hand over my mouth so I don't drool on the board. That sounds amazing.
Thoughts, Lori, on why that works and what you might do to put a twist on that?
I've not tried the combination of a hefty amount of spice with a citrus juice and kind of make like a paste. That's definitely something, though, to try. I love the combination of citrus zing contrasted with spices, so it'd definitely be something to think about.
And, Lori, in our last moments here, what are you most excited about that you're cooking this Thanksgiving?
Actually, this is a little bit scary. Less than a week to go, I don't yet know everything that's going to be on the table next week. It's going to be a collaborative dinner. All I know is I am going to make a dessert. This is a playoff of something we did earlier, a honey custard pie with a little bit of sea salt on top.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm going to be pretty straightforward, I think, this time around. Just turkey breast. I don't like dealing with the whole turkey, mashed potatoes. This year, I think I'm going to go straight ahead, pretty traditional.
And I'm going to avoid our epic fail from Thanksgiving's past, tropical parsnips.
Tropical parsnips. I'm trying to think of something that would work less well. And I can't.
Yeah. It wasn't a repeat dish, I will say that much. Well, Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
I'll be interested to see what everybody is cooking next week.
That was Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies. She joins us once a month for Food Friday. And don't forget, you can get her recipe for mango curry truffles over on the Central Time Facebook page.
And you can share your unusual food experiments on Thanksgiving there as well.